It's time to discover MS and Sons in Humboldt. Your truck and semi are delicate machines and a substantial investment. You can't afford to ignore it. Give it the proper service attention it deserves. And with MS and Sons, you'll be rest assured your vehicle is in the best hands possible with experienced and certified techs. MS and Sons also sells Cooper and Goodyear tires. MS and Sons is conveniently located on the northwest corner of Humboldt, just off Highway 169. Take 16th Avenue West.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Find your great deal in Humboldt. Your authorized John Deere dealer is KC Nielsen, Highway 3 East. Nothing runs like a deer.
Welcome back to Clarion. Matt Scheer with you on 97.7 The Bolt. 2-0 lead for the Clear Lake Lions as we head to the bottom of the second. It'll be the 3-4-5 or the 4-5-6 hitters, and is for Humboldt, Griffin Grote, Keegan Grote, and Cohen Matson. Wildcats had one out with a runner on second base, and then Busick lined back to the pitcher Anderson, who was able to flip to the bag at second before Van Pelt was able to retreat for the double play. And that's how things ended in the first inning. So Jackson Anderson back out for inning number two of work. First pitch breaking ball stays high to Griffin. Count is 1-0. Griffin Grote this year a 319 hitter, two home runs, 16 RBIs. 1-0. Fastball hit the belt on the outside corner, is taken for a strike. The 1-1. Missed downside, 2-1. Griffin stands towards the back of the box. Lifts that front foot up, puts it down with a nice cadence as he awaits Anderson's pitch. And he hits one softly on a line to shortstop. Luke Furman will make the catch for round number one. Soft line out to short is how we get the thing started in the bottom of the second. Brings up Keegan Grote. No, Keegan Grote to stand in for the Wildcats with the bases empty and one out. First pitch from Anderson. Fastball misses up 1-0. Well, Keegan this year, 360 hitter in the regular season finale at Spencer, had a game-tying two-run home run, punching that 9-6 victory for the Wildcats. That was the first time Keegan had gone yard this year. Swings at the 1-0 pitch and chops it to third. Charging is Lester over to first in time for the out. A nice stretch by Tanner Nelson at first base, and there's two down in the inning. Two up, two down for Anderson in the second. That brings up Cohen Matson. Second left-handed batter in this lineup for the Wildcats other than Davis. And I'll hit with two outs and the base is empty with the Wildcats trailing by a pair in the bottom of the second. Anderson kicks and deals. Missed at the knees just off that outer edge. It's 1-0. A good right-handed pitcher for this Clear Lake Lions team. As Matson steps out and Anderson disengages from the rubber. Both back in and Anderson to deliver the 1-0. Missed in. 2-0 on Matson. The 2-0. A strike on the inside corner. Matson taking all the way. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. 2 outs in the inning. Base is empty. The 2-1. Grounded foul on a chopping ground ball down the first base line. Count evens up here at 2-2 on Matson. And lights on here at the ballpark. The overcast skies, it is nice and comfortable compared to a couple of those steamy nights we had earlier this weekend. towards the end of June into early July. Count is 2-2 on Mattson here with two outs and the base is empty. The pitch. Hits it to third on one hop. Lester over to first. His throw is high. Mattson rounds first. He's heading for second. The throw is not in time as Matson's able to slide around the tag. And the Wildcats have a two-out base runner as Chase Hansen strolls to the plate. And they bring up the tying run for the Wildcats. Well, Chase Hansen, three home runs, 21 RBIs, is a 171 hitter on the year. First pitch is a breaking ball, and he swings and fouls it back to the screen. Count is 0-1. He's walked 21 times to 36 strikeouts this year. On-base percentage just shy of 400 in his sophomore campaign. 0-1. Missed off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Wildcats trying to take advantage of the miscue there on the throw by Lester at third with Mattson at second. 1-1. Big cut and a miss by Hansen, and he falls behind 1-2. Off-speed pitch had him just a bit out in front. Towards the back of the box. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Runs it even to two balls and two strikes on Hansen. If Hansen were to reach, Chase Flaherty awaits on deck. Anderson comes set. Holds at the belt. The 2-2. And time is called as Hansen decided Anderson was taking too long, waited until the last possible second to try to disrupt the timing of the right-hander. So Anderson back on, first base side of the rubber, little 2-2. Hansen skies this one down the right field line. It's slicing towards foul ground and a running catch for Keaton Jepson just in front of the fence along foul territory in right field for out number three. Wildcats with a two-out base runner, but no more. We head to the third, 2-0 lead for Clear Lake on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
Humboldt Mutual Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, wants to help bring the community together this summer so they can build a better tomorrow. They're happy to support our local county fair, celebrating a timeless tradition of agriculture in our community that you can share with neighbors, family, and friends. Trust in their unwavering commitment to you. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Humboldt Mutual Insurance agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, S.I.
Do you have the need for speed or just want to slow down and take in the sights? Maybe you're a workaholic. Either way, Sportsman's Corner has a new Honda or Can-Am with your name on it. Sportsman's Corner in Algona has the best selection of motorcycles, side-by-sides, and ATVs, plus several pre-owned units to choose from. If you already have your favorite set of two, three, or four wheels, bring it on into their service department to ensure your next ride is better than the last. Online at sportsmanscorner.net, Highway 169 South in Algona. With decades of experience and hometown atmosphere, they'll get you set up just right at Sportsman's Corner.
2-3-4 hitters for the Clear Lake Lions after they were able to scratch across two runs last inning against Valley Davis. As Davis delivers the first pitch to Furman, and he swings and lifts this one deep towards center field. Backtracking is Chase Flaherty, and he's a couple of steps in front of the warning track in deep center here to make the catch for round number one. That'll bring up Keaton Jepson. Jepson struck out looking at a 1-2 pitch from Davis back in the first inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning in which he struck out the side. Well, Jepson this year, fifth in 3A batting average, coming in at 480. As he swings at the first pitch and hits it foul down the first base line. Count is 0-1. And Tate Slagle is the 3A leader in batting average from Algona at 505 coming into play today. The 0-1 is Fouled back to the screen, and Jepson is in a hole, 0-2. Davis back on the rubber. First base out of it. Kicks and deals, the 0-2. Missed off the outside corner with the off-speed pitch, 1-2. Davis is 1-2. Breaking ball. Check swinging. He got a piece of it to foul it off. Jepson stays alive. Well, you like the way Davis has gone after Jepson here today. Was able to carve him up, get him looking back in the first. Ahead 1-2 here and had him on a check swing there. The 1-2. This time, breaking ball that didn't break. Count evens to 2-2. Well, 2-2 from Davis. Grounded to third. Bobbled by Van Pelt. He can't come up with it at third base. And Jepson will reach on the error with one out here in the third. That'll bring up Jackson Anderson with a one-out base runner here for Clear Lake. Anderson grounded to third. It was the first out of the second inning. Came in 338. OPS of 771 coming in. He's driven in 21 this year. Runner at first base here with one gone. Wildcats trailing by two here in the top of the third inning. Anderson shows bunt, pulls it back, runner going. Hanson the throw off the glove of Sirks. Into center field, the throw was going to be high. Going to be a tough play for Sirks to try to bring that one down, which he tried to bring it down for the tag. And for the ball popped out. Good job by Chase Flaherty at center field backing up. So the stolen base for Jepson. Count is 1-0 here on Jackson Anderson. A runner in scoring position here for the Lions with one out. Already a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third. Davis looks in for the sign here from Hanson. He'll hold at the belt. Gives a look to second base. Comes home. Swung on and lifted foul behind home plate. Count moves to 1-1 here on Jackson Anderson. Anderson towards the back of the box, rests that bat on his shoulder, picks it up, and lays it back down as he awaits the pitch. And time is called. No, it's a balk here by Valley Davis, and it's going to allow Jepson to take the bag over at third. So no pitch, and now Clear Lake with a runner 90 feet away at third. Count is still 1-1 here on Jackson Anderson. The pitch, breaking ball, missed off the outside corner, 2-1. More of a two-strike pitch there from Davis as he tried to get the swing and miss from Anderson. 2-1 the count. The pitch, missed to the outside, got away from Hanson, but keeps it within reaching distance of home plate. Count is 3-1 here on Jackson Anderson with one out. And a runner at third base for the Lions looking to try to add to a 2-0 lead here against Humboldt in the top of the third inning. A 3-1. This one is hit through the left side past the outstretched glove of a diving Mason Van Pelt. It's an RBI single for Jackson Anderson, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Lions with one out in the third. Well, the batter will be Tanner Nelson. Here with a runner at first base. One out, a run home here in this third inning. Back-to-back innings, the Lions have registered a run. They had two last inning. Davis still out of the stretch as he comes set. Nelson calls time. Looks down to the coaching box at third base. Digs back in. Middle to the back of the box. Shows punt. And cuts and misses as the runner goes off on the pitch. Anderson is in without a throw to second. They're saying Nelson went around on the punt attempt, so it's an 0-1 count. The Lions now with a runner at scoring position. One out, a 3-0 lead here in the third. Davis is 0-1. Breaking ball. And that one broke, took off on the outside corner. Taken for a strike, it's 0-2. He's got a good breaking ball here, and it's something to look forward to his senior campaign as well for Davis and how he continues to develop. The 0-2. Breaking ball, and he didn't bite at it. Hansen didn't see the runner was on the move. Strolled over towards it. By the time he picked it up, Anderson was able to take off and steal third easily. So it's one ball, two strikes, the count on Nelson. A runner at third base. The pitch misses high, 2-2 on Nelson. Chokes up on the bat ever so slightly. A 2-2. Strike three called on the inside corner at the knees. Nelson by the body language didn't like it, but that's the second out of the third. We have a runner over at third base for the pitcher, Jackson Anderson.
Running for the Lions, number 14, Ryder Ditsworth.
And it's Ryder Ditsworth, the incoming freshman, who will run at third base as a courtesy runner for Anderson with two outs. The batter is Hudson Carney. He reached on a walk, came around to score on a fielder's choice. First pitch from Davis. A strike on the outside corner. Carney takes. It's 0-1. So two outs. Runner at third base. A run home here in this inning. 3-0 lead for the Lions. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled. Back to the screen. It's 0-2. Well, Davis is a strike away from limiting the Lions to one run here in the third. Pitching from the windup. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. Hansen shows the umpire. Home plate umpire Kent Jorgensen. He made the catch on the fly. And that's out number three. A run comes home for the Lions. They lead it 3-0 heading to the bottom of the third on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
Ivy and Humboldt is proud of our community and especially our students in the arts and athletics. This is store manager Tim Shapool. Stop by the store to shop and save on groceries, plus great deals on your fuel saver card. See us for fresh produce, quality meats, the Market Grill, and pharmacy. Also, parents with your busy schedules, be sure to use Aisles Online to make your grocery shopping easy for fast pickup at the store. Thank you for making Humboldt Hy-Vee part of your routine. All the best to the Wildcats from all of us at your Humboldt Hy-Vee.
Speedy Dump in Humboldt is the area's leading waste reduction and disposal company, serving Humboldt, Eagle Grove, Clarion, Rockwell City, and surrounding areas since 2016. Offering 10, 20, and 30-yard containers, roll-offs, hauling, rock, dirt, permanent residential dumpster, commercial dumpsters, and hauling services. For more information, contact Speedy Dump, 332-3867 in Humboldt. Speedy Dump is proud to sponsor this broadcast of Wildcat Sports.
Bottom of the third inning in Clarion. The Wildcats trailing 3-0 in the Class 3A Sub-State 3 first round as Jackson Anderson with a pair of scoreless innings is back to work for inning number three against the 8-9-1 hitters for Humboldt, Chase Flaherty, Adion Sutterfield, and Mason Van Pelt. Just a pair of base runners, one in each inning for Humboldt. Other than that, Anderson has stifled this Humboldt offense through the first seven hitters. First pitch to Chase Flaherty and leaves it alone upstairs. It's 1-0. Flaherty coming in, a 361 hitter. A 1-0 is skied towards short right center field. Right fielder Keaton Jepson making his way, and it'll be Nick Haugland, the second baseman, who races out to make the catch in front of him for out number one.
Now batting number three, Adion Sutterfield.
So after the high pop-up to short right field for the second baseman, Haugland, it'll be Adion Sutterfield in the ninth spot for the Wildcats. Sutterfield coming in, a 305 hitter, has 21 driven in. His first year starting at the varsity level. Takes the first pitch strike at the letters. It's 1-1. Sutterfield with that back foot on the back line of the chalk in the batter's box. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Misses low. 1-1. Anderson on that first base side of the rubber. Peers in for the sign over his glove. The 1-1. Swung on a foul tip into the glove for strike two. Sutterfield falls behind Anderson. Chokes up on the bat about a half inch. The 1-2. Fastball misses up, 2-2. One out, base is empty, 3-0 lead for Clear Lake. Sutterfield with a 2-2 count. The pitch, breaking ball, stays up, runs the count full to 3-2. That's the first three ball count here for Jackson Anderson. It comes with one out in the third inning. Anderson's 3-2. Fouled off over to the right side by Sutterfield. Anderson went with a breaking ball, and Abion was able to fight it off. Works the count to a, or works the at bat to a seven pitch battle. Top of the order, Mason Van Pelt resides in the on deck circle. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Base is empty. The payoff. Fastball misses in for ball four. Third base runner for the Wildcats in as many innings. It comes with one out as Sutterfield draws the walk. And we flip back up to the top of the order for the second time through. We have Mason Van Pelt, who had a single. Eventually was doubled off of second to end the first inning. He has a one-out base runner. First pitch to Van Pelt is low for ball one. Van Pelt, a 380 hitter on the season, has driven in 23. 92 at-bats coming in. Anderson from the stretch, the 1-0. Gets by the catcher, Stark to the backstop. It'll be a free 90 feet here for Sutterfield on the wild pitch. Count is 2-0 on Mason Van Pelt. A runner in scoring position here for Humboldt. All three base runners have only made it as far as second base here against the right-hander Anderson. Count is 2-0 on Van Pelt. As a couple of looks to second, comes home. In the dirt, blocked by Stark as it trickles down the third baseline. Count runs to 3-0 on Van Pelt. That's back-to-back three-ball counts here for Anderson. Van Pelt. Back of the box, bit of an open stance, bounces the bat off the back shoulder. The 3-0, a strike borderline at the top of the zone. Van Pelt didn't like it. Count is 3-1. Three balls, one strike on Van Pelt. Sutterfield gets his lead off of second base. The 3-1. On the inside corner, Van Pelt tanks. It's 3-2. After falling behind 3-0, Anderson battles back to fill the count. Three balls, two strikes, runner at second base, one out. Wildcats trailing by three in the bottom of the third. The payoff. Van Pelt lines it through the right side for a base hit. Sutterfield's going to be sent around third. The throw to the cutoff man, and it's an RBI single for Mason Van Pelt. Avion Sutterfield scores, and Humboldt's on the board. They trail 3-1. The senior Mason Van Pelt comes through with his second hit of the ball game in as many at-bats. And that one gets the Wildcats on the board. More importantly, brings up Valley Davis. He represents the tying run here for Humboldt with a runner at first and one down. He'd love nothing more to try to help out his own cause. Davis struck out swinging on four pitches back in the first inning. First pitch, and he lines it foul way out in front of the pitch. Jacob Thurm, assistant coach in that first base coaching box, didn't move a muscle. Count is 0-1 here on Valley Davis. A little bit of a delay as they go track down that ball down the right field side. In those right field box seats here in Clarion. Count is 0-1 on the left-handed hitting Davis. Van Pelt gets his lead. Pickoff attempt over to first base. Back it safely is Van Pelt. Mason had a stolen base in the first inning. He's now 25 of 26 on attempts this year. The 0-1 swing and a miss. Off speed. He's able to beat Davis there, and he falls behind 0-2. Change up there from Anderson. Comes set. Pickoff attempt to first again. And Pelt sliding back in. Plenty of time. More of a I know you're over there type of thing on that throw. And Pelt back with a lead over there at first base. Leaning back towards the bag ever so slightly. On the move as Davis pops this one up to short center field. The center fielder, Hudson Carney, comes in a long way to haul it in. Van Pelt racing back over to first base as Davis flies out to short center field. I'll bring it by Zambusic. Hit one on the screws, but right at Anderson. Eventually was that double play where Van Pelt got doubled off a second. There's two outs in the inning. The runner at first for Isaiah Busick represents a tying run here for Humboldt. He's got a lot of pop in that bat here. It's the first pitch, runner going. It's a strike, the throw down to second. He is not in time. It's an off-speed pitch. So count is 0-1. So Van Pelt with his second stolen base of the game has swiped second base twice here tonight. Similar situation to when Busick had lined out to the pitcher. Van Pelt was residing on second. Two outs, 0-1 count here on Busick. The pitch is grounded on the left side of the infield, fielded by Lester over to first in time for out number three. Wildcats get a run home on the RBI single by Mason Van Pelt. We head to the fourth, a 3-1 lead for Clear Lake on your home for Humboldt Baseball.
There's a pride you get in watching your friends and neighbors compete because these are people of all ages who work hard and play hard. Whether it's a high school game or meet, a softball game putting competitors against one another, or a golf game where it's one-on-one competition, First State Bank salutes you all. It's being a part of the community at large and making a difference in it that gives the folks at First State Bank such pride. First State Bank is something special because it's part of our community too. First State Bank, proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Inferno Heaters is proud to support Wildcat Athletics. Manufactured right here in Humboldt, Inferno Heaters makes dependable heaters that perform in the toughest conditions. Specializing in direct-fit heater kits for the UTV side-by-side market, Inferno has over 70 different heater kits designed just for your machine. We would like to thank our employees for their hard work throughout the year and wish the Wildcats best of luck in competition. Inferno Cap Heaters by Universal Parts in Humboldt, proud to support the Wildcats. Visit us at www.infernoheaters.com.
Allie Davis is back out for inning number four of work as the Wildcats are able to get an RBI single from Mason Van Pelt to cut into the deficit, now trailing 3-1 as the first pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen by Nick Haugland. Reached on an error back in the second inning. It's the 7-8-9 hitters here for the Lions against Davis. 0-1. Missed off the outside corner, 1-1. A 1-1 from Davis. Missed off the outer edge with a fastball. It's 2-1. A 2-1. Fouled to the screen. Count evens up at 2-2. Hoagland, a 278 hitter coming in. Davis is 2-2. Chopping ground ball left side of the infield. Van Pelt charge. The throw. He got him by a step. A little high on the throw, but the height of Griffin Grode able to pull that one down. Mason Van Pelt with an athletic play at third base for round number one of the fourth. I'll bring up Nick Strayer, reached on a fielder's choice back in the second. It was a failed fielder's choice on the shuffle to home, in which Hudson Carney was able to score. It was the second of the three runs for Clear Lake here today. First pitch fastball is right down Sumner Avenue for a strike. It's 0-1. Davis about to deliver pitch number 69 of the night. He has been economical here. With a tough inning, however, as this one's hit in the air to right field. Matson will camp under it. He makes the catch a couple of steps towards the right field foul line, and there's two down in the inning. Well, the first two retired here by Davis in the fourth. That brings up Ryder Stark. Stark struck out looking back in the second. First pitch, swing and a miss. Stark out in front. It's 0-1. Davis steals the 0-1. Missed to the outside, all the way to the backstop. It's 1-1. One from Davis. Missed off the outside corner, runs it to 2-1. Was around the letters, but just off that outside corner. Davis steals the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Stark helped him out as he climbed the ladder with him. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Base is empty. Davis shakes off a couple times. The 2-2. Missed outside, runs the count to 3-2. Stark hitting 217 this year. Just has 23 at-bats coming in. Had the strikeout back in the second inning. The 3-2. One is hit in the air towards right field, and it's over the head of Kyler Sirks, the second baseman who was racing out there. Just an in-between ball that falls in for a two-out single.
Hitting for the Lions, number one, CJ.
So back to the top of the order after the two-out single off the bat of Ryder Stark. CJ Lester has struck out tonight. He's also grounded to second. And looks like we got a runner for the catcher over at first base in that courtesy running role. And it looks like Jace Knorr is the runner at first. So Davis out of the stretch here with two outs, runner at first. First pitch is a strike of the letters taken by Lester. It's 0-1. Lester crowds the plate towards the back of the box. The 0-1. Breaking ball just missed off the outside corner. He's got a good breaking ball. Count is 1-1 here on Lester. The pitch. Check swing. He went around, thrown on to second after a delayed steal and in safely ahead of the throw is Knorr. Count is 1-2 on Lester with a runner in scoring position. Wonder if he might go back to the bender here. Comes 7-1-2. The pitch. And a foul back to the screen. Worked in on the hands. Jammed him. He got a piece to foul it back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Davis comes home, fouled back to the screen. out to deliver the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Right-hander Davis comes set. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the bender for out number three. Davis pitches around a two-out single. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's a 3-1 lead for Clear Lake on your home for Humboldt Baseball.